Now, the Sydney Fringe Festival for Sound Showcase is back this year. The hour-long show shines light on rising local artists, particularly First Nations musicians, exploring the corners across hip-hop, R&B, electronic and genre-bending sounds. Expect heavy beats, bold lyrics and unforgettable live moments. One of the featured artists is hip-hop musician Chill Chenny, who is with me today. Hi, Chill.
Hello. How are you? I'm in the house.
You're in the house. Yep. First time in this studio.
Yeah. It's really nice. Really like it. I've been in the Macquarie studio, so it's a bit different.
This has got cool. The vibe.
Yeah, this has the vibe.
Yeah. Of course. Now, First Sound spotlights the next wave of local, especially Indigenous talent. Mm. How important is it to highlight local artists in these spaces?
I think it's just so important, especially like the ones that are emerging. They don't get recognized a lot. They put in so much hard work, and I feel like it's just so important to recognize them because they're just as talented as like big artists, you know. They just don't have the space yet. So I definitely think it's just an important opportunity for First Nations musicians to come together because they're also talented as well.
Absolutely. Now, what can people expect from First Sound Showcase?
I think it's going to be massive. It's going to be a massive event. I think it's going to be bold. It's going to be really genre diversifying sort of music. A lot of cool talent. We have Akala Newman headlining the show. Then we have Mia Lovelock. We also have an MC, Izzy, who will be hosting and doing some freestyles in between. We have Lanely Jade and we have Prodigal One. So it's going to be an epic showcase.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, you are known for your bold lyrics and heavy beats. How do you find a balance between storytelling and music production?
I think, like, especially being a music producer, it's sometimes difficult because you're often, like, doing everything. So I feel like it's difficult finding that balance, but I think just taking one thing at a time, so starting with lyrics, then focusing on the production, you know, just taking one sort of element at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a plan.
Yep. I've been doing it for a while, so I know my way now.
How long have you been doing it for?
I'd probably say close to 10 years, I'd say. Okay. I started rapping myself. Yeah. Then in the freestyle battles at school, I'd lose every battle because I couldn't freestyle at all.
Oh, yeah.
Then I started transforming into production. Then I started mixing. Then started forming a band. So it's all sort of coming together. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So what kind of school did you go to that you had a battles?
I went to Marist College Eastwood.
Really?
So, yeah.
Marist do it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, we sort of create our own sort of battle.
In the playground?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. With the students. So it was kind of fun. We had a Facebook page actually and we'd film it and everything. It was kind of crazy, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good school.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've mentioned various influences for your music, especially Tupac, Changes and Eminem.
Yeah.
Are there any other parts of your life that influences your music, such as your culture and being from Wadjuri land?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Being a First Nations artist has influenced me quite a lot because with the culture, it's all about storytelling. It's all about the movement. It's all about cultural. So I'm trying to understand that. I never really grown up with my family as a First Nations. I wasn't born in Wiradjuri country out in Dubbo. I had to learn this culture and I had to find family and reconnect with them. So I definitely think it's been a massive influence on me and my storytelling and production as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so you found your people?
Yeah, I found my people. Yeah. I found my mob. I found my family.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to connect the dots further generations and all that. But I found the people my uncles, my cousins and all that are in Dubbo at the moment. So.
Okay. How often do you go out?
Probably, I'd say once every 2-3 years.
Okay.
So really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. You're going to be performing at the First Sounds Showcase as part of Sydney Fringe Festival. When are you actually on?
So I'm actually producing the event.
Oh, you're producing?
Yeah, I'm actually hosting it. So I've invited all these artists on and I'm actually sort of running the event.
Okay, so you're going to be there all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be hosting it. I'm going to be doing the sound. I'm going to be pretty much doing everything. So.
Okay. Do you have, busy. You have your own little spot as well?
Yeah, I have my little spot with our green room and everything as well. So
yeah,
we'll be mad at Pack Theatre.
Absolutely. Love the green room.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to one of your tracks, one of your new ones. Run It Back. Do you want to talk about, mention about the, you know, give me a bit of insight into this song.
Yeah, I think this is the first song with my band, mm-hmm. Where we actually sort of wrote it together. I feel like it's more of like a hip hop sort of rock direction that we're sort of trying to experiment with. Bold lyrics, really high energy. It's really made for live shows as well. So mm-hmm. we love jumping around doing this song while performing live.
All right. Well, let's have a listen to it now.